It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today is one of our favorites. She is with Project Unity. Her name is Charlene Edwards, and she's like the director of programs. They've got so many popular, important programs created in the 10th year of impacting lives. They include Together We Sing, Together We Dine, Together We Ball, and other mentoring programs. Charlene, how you doing?
I'm good this morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And the work you guys do is so impactful. Let's just start with the last weekend, because the last weekend was a whirlwind. You had like four or five different things. First of all, have you had any rest? First, are you well rested yet? I know you got to catch a plane.
Not well rested yet, but I will be coming up the 4th of July weekend.
There you go. Well, let's break down what happened this past weekend, because I tell you what, it was amazing. Of course, the crescendo for me was Together We Sing at the Morton Meyerson Center with Marvin Sapp performing the gospel hits along with the symphony orchestra. It was absolutely amazing. But let's go from there and the awards and then all the way back to the whole weekend, or however way you want to share it, because, I mean, you were all over the place. I don't know when you slept.
Yeah, it was a week of no sleep, to say the least, but it was for a great cause. So Project Unity, we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary, and instead of just having like real different special galas and things of that nature, we are just amplifying the events and programs that we currently run. And so on Sunday was our Together We Sing concert. And what we decided to do this year was do a week of events leading up to the Together We Sing, which, as you said, was the crescendo of the week. And so we started out on Thursday with our community unity dine at the Arch District Mansion in partnership with the Dallas Bar Association. And that was just our dine.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that for a second, because of those who are not familiar with Together We Dine, explain what that's all about and why it was significant this past Thursday with the people who came at the mansion.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Together We Dine program, we started in 2017 in partnership with the Dallas Bar Association. It was after the death of our officers who were ambushed downtown Dallas.
At the parade, yeah.
Mm-hmm, at the parade, yeah. And Pastor Richie Butler and Rob Crane, who was president of the Dallas Bar Association at the time, got together and decided to create a forum where we could bring community members together to have safe conversations around race and race relations. And at the time, that was our primary subject matter. Fast forward today, Together We Dine still provides that safe conversation model, but we've expanded the conversation to not just be about race and race relations, but also other matters that are important to our corporate and organizational partners, like diversity, equity, inclusion matters, social justice matters, generational matters of the workplace, pride. You know, we just hosted two dines in June, this June, with Lennox International and Texas Instruments for their Pride employee resource groups. Mm-hmm. So our dine program is growing. It's expanding. It's not only local, it's regional for our partners like Texas Capital Bank, who have done a road show with our dine, where we've gone to San Antonio, Houston, Austin. We were in Fort Worth yesterday. We're going to McKinney in a couple months once they finish their facility. So it's that regional, but also national, where our partners have offices in other cities, organizations in other cities. We were in Oakland, California in May, thanks to one of our partners who invited us to Oakland to launch their JEDI, their Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Program for the California State Bar Association. Mm-hmm. And we are also international with our partners like Linux International and NTT Data, who have offices in Europe, Middle East, Asia, as well as India. And we are hosting these conversations in other countries as well, but being culturally sensitive and being mindful of the topics that are important and relevant for those organizations. So Thursday was important because we hosted that conversation for the community to come out and have conversations, and topics range from stereotypes, bias, inclusivity, systemic injustice, and things of that nature. So Thursday was a full evening.
Well, let me say this. It was a full evening. And again, the entire concept of Together We Dine is so genius because, you know, when you first started it, it was about, okay, let's get people to sit together over dinner.
A meal.
And they can talk about whatever. And the way the tables are set up, you got a diverse table. And it's basically nothing's off topic. I mean, you stay on topic, but nothing's off limits, so to speak. It's just kind of speak your mind and don't be afraid to. And people can listen and learn. And then at the end of the evening or the end of the meal, what happens?
What happens is people have shared.
Uh-huh.
They become more introspective, more thoughtful, more mindful. They are able to, through that experience, adjust their personal lens on how they see each other, right? Mm-hmm. And it's about bringing those stories to the table so that we can, what Pastor Butler says, walk in someone else's shoes for just that moment in time so that we can see what it's like. Based on that person's, you know, experience, their journey, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what's the philosophy? I mean, the philosophy or the motto for Project Unity is what unites us is greater than what divides us.
Exactly.
And I think people find that they have so much more in common than they thought while they're having a meal. They just, wow, I didn't know you like green. I love green, or whatever the conversation may be.
Right.
And it just makes people relax, and they can actually say, huh, and think about things as opposed to have their guards up and, you know, just repeat what they've heard over time that were not necessarily the facts about, you know, different groups of people.
Yeah. And we truly do change. We really do believe that we change lives.
Yes, you really do.
You know, just through that one experience of hearing someone else's story just really makes you more aware.
Mm-hmm. Right? So Thursday was very, very successful. Let me let you continue on, because this was absolutely amazing, this last few days or last weekend, the 4 days of last weekend.
Yeah. So on Friday, I was up early from Thursday night. I was up early on Friday preparing for our Project Unity Collab Lab Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Day. So a couple years ago, about 3 years ago, Project Unity, we started a collab lab, bringing our partners together who work in that D&I space to yet again have a safe space to talk. D&I matters, diversity, equity, inclusion matters, whether it's, you know, corporate, organizational, you know, a school, whoever has this type of initiative in place, we provide a safe space. And so we meet with our partners every other month and convene, and so that they can just talk. We talk about topics, things that are relevant, everything from the affirmative action, you know, last year, hiring practice, how to weave bias out of hiring practices, you name it, changing up the supplier diversity program to be more of an inclusive program. So this Friday, we actually jumped from the Zoom screen from the last, you know, 2-3 years to actually having it in person. And so this is where we, again, didn't create anything new. We just elevated, you know, a program that we currently run. And so Friday was our D&I day. We started out that morning with our bi-monthly collab lab with our partners. Our speaker was Annette Underwood with Vistra. Locally, that's TXU market for us. Mm-hmm. She's their chief diversity officer, and she shared with us about how to mute the noise on all the negative things that are going on around D&I and how do we move forward. And following that morning session, we had a lunch panel, which you were a part of, Chris. It was our sports panel.
Yes.
Right. Looking at how sports is important to diversity, equity, inclusion, when we look at all of our sports teams and how diverse we are with those teams, D&I is important. And so we had, of course, you on panel for the Dallas Mavericks. We had FC Dallas, Gina Miller. Mm-hmm. We had LaDondra with the Dallas Wings. We had Ray with,
Ray Casas,
Ray,
yeah,
with the Texas Rangers.
And his World Series championship ring.
And he had
his
ring.
It was a big hit. Everybody was taking pictures with his ring.
Absolutely. And we had Al with
the Dallas
the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we had a full panel of our local sports teams, and you all shared with us, you know, the importance of D&I. And so, you know, for you as a panelist, you know, how was that for you? I'll turn the table here. How was that for you, Chris?
It was great. And again, I love being with my peers in the sports industry and talking about, you know, DEI and D&I and all the diversity, equity, inclusion topics that people have to work with, deal with, go through, and maybe not understand, because some people have a wrong interpretation of it. And it's like, that's just recent. At first, when diversity, equity, inclusion first started, it's like, oh, this is such a great idea. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, it's got to go. I think it's a misinterpretation. Facts get twisted. All it is creating equal opportunities to access. That's all it is. It's being more inclusive. It's not taking away anything. It's not giving somebody a chance because of ulterior motives. It's just like allowing the process to work openly, because guess what? The world is a global village. There's people from all over the world, all kinds of backgrounds. And if you're especially in the corporate world, or just in business in particular, you want the best of the best. And how can you reach the best of the best if you're not inclusive?
Right. And it's the same for the sports teams, Chris.
Yeah. We were talking about that in particular. I mean, FC Dallas has players from all over the world. So do the Dallas Mavericks. So do the Dallas Stars. So do the Texas Rangers, and have been that way for years. This is not something new. And so that's why it's like, well, wow, how good could any of these teams be if they weren't open and inclusive to the best players from all over the world?
That's right. That's right. So that was an amazing day. And, you know, to be able to have you all share, you know, your stance, your mission, your inclusivity statements on where you are and your positions in that manner, and have the audience interact. That was amazing. And so we had, you know, over at least 60 or 70 folks attend that event. And then so we rolled from Friday.
By the way, the location was exceptional. Can you talk about the location of the event? Because I was very, very impressed.
Absolutely. Our host for the D&I Collab Lab Day is Communities Foundation of Texas, which happens to be our title sponsor for Together We Sing this year. And so Communities Foundation does a lot of good.
Yes, they do.
In communities in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
They and partner so they with a lot of nonprofits for all the right reasons. And I think they've been around at least 50 years.
They've been around for a long time. I don't want to state how long, but they've been around for a long time. And so they are a financial donor channel for a lot of nonprofits, which enable us to do the good work that we do.
Exactly.
Right? And so,
Shout out to them.
Yep, they are a great partner. So shout out to Communities Foundation of Texas, Wayne White, who is the CEO, Dr. Rio Pruitt, who is the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Officer there. She has her hands in a lot of stuff. And also Kimberlain Banks, who also supports as business, a lot of the businesses, and helps businesses see Project Unity. Right.
Yeah.
And connects us. So that was a great day, and shout out to Communities Foundation. And then on Saturday, we were up early again. Saturday, we host our annual masterclass, which is the pre-day of Together We Sing, where we have over 100 students, fourth through high school, who are young and budding artists. And we invite them down to the Meyerson Symphony Center to bring their instruments. This was a half day camp for them, where they met the conductors of Together We Sing, There was a panel. The kids got broken up into different sections of their instruments. They learned sheet music. And at the end, they all came together and played. There was also a section of vocal students who learned the song as well. And so it was a great day for us to have over 100 students down at the Meyerson, letting them see and feel the Meyerson, the backstage and all that good stuff. And shout out to Jackson Walker, who's our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
For that day, and they provided the space and helped with food, feeding the kids, and all that went into helping make sure the day was successful for the students. And some of them even received tickets for the concert. They had the option to get tickets for the concert, which was the next day. So Saturday was a full day with over 100 kids. But the energy was high, and it was an amazing day, which then, Chris, led us up to Sunday. Together we sing.
Oh, yes. And together so we sing, year, like I said. Oh, my God. How long did that take to put together that day? I mean, the day of, you've been doing this for how many years, Together We Sing?
Together We Sing, this was our fourth year, but prior to that, we were also hosting our Unity Choir was on the Chevy main stage at the State Fair of Texas for several years.
Okay, and then it evolved into the Morton Meyerson Center, where,
yes,
I mean, it was like a great occasion. And I was asking you your full day because I was amazed at how well everything just, I know behind the scenes, it's things on the fly change, but it was smooth. It was flawless. Major props to you and your staff. But I just want to know what time your day began, and also mention the award ceremony that took place before the performance.
Absolutely. So the day began probably about 6 or so o'clock that Sunday morning with getting things ready. But even before then, Chris, preparation for Together We Sing begins around February, January, February timeframe.
Sure.
And so, you know, selecting the artists, and then they have to, you know, break down the gospel music, build it up, rescore it, you know, for orchestra. So there are just, it's, you know, 6-7 months worth of work heads into one day. And shout out to Tosca Medlock Lee, who is the producer of the show. She's she's my partner in crime.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is amazing, and she produces the show. And so what we start out with on that Sunday, outside of all the background stuff, is we kick off with our VIP reception and Together We Awards. And so 3 years ago, Project Unity, we decided to start recognizing our partners who work in this hard space. This is a hard space, Chris, working on social justice, you know, racial injustices, you know, racial issues, D&I. And it's those hard topics. It's moving that boulder. Right. And sometimes that boulder comes back down on you, and you have to push back to get it back up the hill. Right. And so we decided to start recognizing our partners who are working in this space with us. And so this year at our Together We Awards, we have three categories of awards, but we recognized organizations like Texas Capitol, Texas Instruments, State Representative Retta Bowers, and Representative Morgan Meyer, who are Democrat and Republican, but actually they work together to host a Together We Dine for the state legislature. So we are
That's how you accomplish things. You have to, you got to share things to get things done.
To get things done, right? And so the next legislative session, we'll be looking forward to work with them in that space as well. But Sewell Lexus of Dallas. Sewell Lexus of Dallas has been a partner of Project Unity since 2016 on our Together We Learn program. And Chris, year after year after year, when we host our Together We Learn programs, and that's where we teach students of driving age how to act and react to law enforcement and pedestrian and traffic stops.
Yes, it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. We host a classroom session and assimilation where we put kids in cars. Sewell Lexus has been so consistent to provide us with vehicles that we go and we retrieve from the dealership, and we take them to the schools, and we allow students to sit in a static vehicle to experience what it's like being stopped by
law enforcement.
By law enforcement, right? And so, you know, we honored them and recognized them for that. But Sewell Lexus, I mean, we had several other organizations who we work with who were just amazing. So that was our Unity Awards, and that Unity Awards, was alongside the general reception, VIP reception, and then we were right into the concert, Chris. Keith Solis, who you know
That's my
has,
guy.
he's been our MC, for the last couple of years, and he was MC again, along with Scoot from WFAA, and we had a great concert. It was the ultimate Sunday service was this year's thing, because we recognized that Sunday is one of the most segregated days, right?
Isn't it
Where
something?
people,
They go to their own church and they don't interact with anyone else, basically.
And so what we wanted to do was provide an environment where we brought people together, and we did. Over 1,700 patrons on Sunday night at
Sold
the
out.
Morton Marson Symphony Center. And so our headliner, of course, was Marvin Sapp. He was absolutely amazing and had everyone on their feet. We did a special tribute to Mandisa. We had Odell Bunton, the Golden Ticket winner from American Idol, who performed for us, and we had other artists who were part of the show as well. But it was Sunday service because we were in long, and people were on their feet, and we were giving praise, and it was just an amazing night. And so I want to say that if you miss Together We Sing this year, save the date, June 18th, 2025. June 18th, 2025. That is the next Together We Sing. And if you missed it, you got to get your tickets for next time.
Most definitely. And by the way, props again to Grammy Award-winning gospel sensation Marvin Sapp, who is now a pastor of a church in Fort Worth. And
That's right.
he said he has always wanted to do opera or a symphony, be a part of a symphony. And I think he's on the Morton Meyerson Symphony Board. I think that's what he mentioned.
Yes, he is on the DSO board. Yes, he is.
That
So,
is
dream come true.
Oh, dream come true. I think a lot of people were happy with that particular project. And you mentioned the Together We Sing, and we mentioned Together We Dine. You mentioned a little bit about Together We Learn. Let me share some facts. And I love the fact that you guys are celebrating 10 years. And we're talking, of course, with programs manager Charlene Edwards with Project Unity, an amazing organization here in North Texas. And last year alone, the Together We Learn with the kids, you had over 1,500 students who completed the training in the spring. You had another 671 who completed the training in the fall. Basically, you had over 2,200 students who completed the training. 13 campuses all over North Texas were involved, and 60 volunteer hours were acquired. Together We Dine, just last year alone, you had 73 events, over 3,400 participants, over 700 individual facilitator roles, over 1,300 volunteer hours served, 65 facilitator volunteers, and over a dozen and a half topics discussed. I could go on and on and on. Again, the corporate sponsors and donors for Together We Sing alone was 37, 50 volunteers, over 1,800 attendees. It was sold out at the Morton Meyerson Center. Over 100 student artists participating in the master class camp. You talk about the collab lab and the social justice programs. I mean, all the different events that you've had, the community town hall on community policing, affirmative action community conversations on all kinds of topics. What you do is just absolutely amazing. And the media coverage, over 15 million people potentially reached for unique listenership, viewers and visitors on all the various platforms. I mean, just absolutely amazing what you're getting done, the partners and supporters. But I do know that this is the 10th year. And Pastor Richie Butler, who, by the way, was a great cornerback at SMU back in the day. That's where I first met Richie, way back when he was just a football player. But he's got three particular initiatives that he wants to highlight for Project Unity this year. Can we go through these? The first one is Mute the Noise. Explain what that means.
Yeah, and so with this being an election year, we already see it, right? There's noise on both sides. There's noise all around, left, right, in between, you name it. And so what we want to do is use our programs to help mute the noise, to help smother the flame, the smoke, pull it down a little bit, to help through our programs find reasoning and understanding,
right, stick
amongst
to the
each
facts.
other.
Basically stick to the facts and mute the outside noise where people are
outside
calling each other
noises.
names, and whatever it is that political people do to try to get people's attention.
Absolutely. So mute the noise. The other second is double the impact. So through our programs, we want to increase our impact, right? Bring more people into the fold who experience our programs, whether it's the Learn, Dine, Ball, and even through the Sing. And so we want to bring more people in to experience this so we can continue to help move the needle for people, no matter where they are, you know, on the spectrum. So mute the noise, double the impact. And the third is share the story of unity.
Yes.
Tell the story of unity. There are so many awesome stories, Chris, that we receive from people who have been a part of the Dine. Their lives have been changed. People who have been with us since 2017, 2018, who are different today than they were back then, right? Mm-hmm. And even just through an hour and a half session of a Dine, you know, lives are changed. Even if it just becomes, you become more thoughtful and introspective.
Exactly.
That's a change.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. And that's also gives you peace of mind, because like the things you thought you were afraid of, or you think things that you thought were a fact, but they're not really a fact. They were a narrative. You're like, wait a minute. This isn't a bad place after all. Or guess what? That group of people is not that bad, or that organization is not an awful organization. You find
right.
out more and because you listen and you learn, and then you unite.
Right. Exactly.
And you create some change. And we talked about some of the different programs, and there's one coming up in September, and that would be, this is another one special to my heart, because it's Together We Ball. Can you talk about Together We Ball and how much unity happens on that particular occasion?
Yeah. And so Together We Ball is our other program that we find to be impactful, that helps to unite us, especially community and law enforcement officers. And so we started Together We Ball in 2015. Another, it was actually our first program after the death of Michael Brown, as an effort to bring community and law enforcement together, right, over the game of basketball.
Yeah.
If you look at all of our programs, they are around things that bring people together, whether it's food, whether it's music, whether it's education. And so Together We Ball, people come together over sports.
They really do.
You know. Yeah.
Can I say this real quick? Because I want to interject this.
Sure.
I've interviewed thousands of athletes over the years in the world of sports, and all of them talk about how they miss the locker room camaraderie because they learn about different guys on the team or the girls on the team. They learn more of each other, and they find out again what unites us is greater than what divides us. They find out a commonality. They say, wow, or they learn something different, or they wound up meeting their families, and they actually get to know people on a different level, as opposed to just going to class where, you know, they only know their classmates, or they just get to know different people in different sides of the spectrum. And that's why I love sports, because there's always stories in there of people saying, you know what? This is my best friend. As a matter of fact, I give you one example right now that's kind of riveted a lot of people in the NBA over the last few months, was Luka and Kyrie becoming best friends, brothers for life. And who would have thought that? And it's not that one hates the other. It's that they're from different parts of the world. But they found something in common, and they found something else that they actually care about each other. And a culture of different teams' locker rooms can also go into the front offices or the corporate world or the sponsors or their branding. And so that's why sports is a natural way of people learning more about each other.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are preparing for our 8th annual Together We Ball. We are partnering again with SMU, Southern Methodist University. And you, as our host MC for the day.
The umpteenth time. Nonstop. Umpteenth. I'm not going to say how many, because however many we've done, I was always MC. I love doing it.
Absolutely. And so we want everyone to save the date. Sunday, September 8th, Moody Coliseum. Will kick off the day with a skills and drills camp. We're looking to have
girls and
about
boys.
100 kids. About 100 kids for that camp. It'll be open to the public to register. And then following skills and drills camp, it'll be a day of activities, a community resource fair, where we will have information from all of our law enforcement and public safety agencies there. We'll again end the day with our big game at 4 p.m. Where, you know, pastors, police, and community leaders will come together and play.
And
You know,
again,
we'll
they're
have
playing with each other. It's not like
with
the
each other.
Police versus the pastors. This is a draft ahead of the game, and everybody's playing together on different teams, on two different
exactly.
teams. Yep. It's like
exactly.
it's all mixed in because there's some youth ministers. They got some skills. And there's some young police officers, law enforcement. They are very talented as well.
Exactly. Yep. And I'm pleased to say that the Dallas Mavericks, again, is a partner and sponsor. So if you love the Maniacs, they will be back on the court.
Mm-hmm. The
again, doing
D-Town
what they
crew.
Do, their sexy dance.
Yep. The entertainers will all be there.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot
day.
Of fun as usual. And again, it's always a way of people coming together and reaching across, you know, lines and just actually realizing that people are people and not just their job titles.
Right.
It's not just their job titles. And I'm always impressed with the different people in government, in the city government who actually participate in the free throw shooting or the 3-point contest.
Yeah.
It's always like, okay, everybody can relax and enjoy themselves and over a game of pickup basketball. And also, are we going to do this again? Before that game, there's like an all-star game of high school kids, right? With different kids from different schools, and they get to play together with each other.
Yeah, it's our high school exhibition game. And so we'll be bringing in seniors, high school juniors and seniors to play together. For unity, right? The kids don't know each other. They could be rival schools. They could be schools, you know, that they've never had an interaction
exactly.
with as far as on the court. So we'll be bringing them.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Those youth together to play basketball together. It's
Charlene,
a show of great talent.
Yes, ma'am. Charlene Edwards, it's been a pleasure as usual. Project Unity turns 10, and we're so glad you are, and we've got to have you back on again real soon. Let you catch that flight.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Mm-hmm. And joining us right now from Paul Quinn College, Mr. Maurice West. He's the Developmental Specialist and External Affairs Department. Maurice, long time no talk to. Actually, I just saw you last weekend, but you've been doing things for so long. It's always good to see you. How you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. And all is great on this end. It's always good to see you. Thank you for all that you do for not only the community, but the nation as a whole. We love to have a conversation with you.
I appreciate you, too. And of course, we got to talk about the amazing growth and accolades that continue to roll about Paul Quinn College and the transformational education opportunities and higher learning right there on the campus, right there on the I want to call it the Oak Cliff. Is it the East Oak Cliff, South Oak Cliff? Tell me how you would want to describe that area right there.
That one is Southeast Oak Cliff. It's
That's
right on
thinking.
that southernmost or the southeasternmost quadrant of the city.
Yeah,
because it borders what we call the Oak Cliff community and hedging right over to the Pleasant Grove, East Dallas community. And you know, you're about 12 to 15 minutes away from downtown. You're about 12 to 15 minutes away from places like Duncanville, DeSoto, Cedar Hill,
mm-hmm.
which are going west. You're not too far from anything, but you're close enough to where the business, the educational opportunities exist. It's called the Education Corridor now because we're UNT Dallas, Paul Quinn, Captain Gilliam, Dallas College at Cedar Valley. We're creating a new renaissance, a new awakening
Yes, sir.
Of opportunities in this area that not just intermodal logistics, you have beautiful homes, you got beautiful businesses,
mm-hmm.
and you got beautiful people.
Fantastic. And again, every time I visit Paul Quinn, I remember when it was Bishop College, and I remember it was kind of tough to get in there, and everybody was struggling just to graduate, the whole nine yards, but everybody's committed. Once you guys got this thing rolling for, I would guess the last, 10 years? You guys have been there? Dr. Sorrell, been there 10 years at least?
16 years.
Wow, time flies. All I know is that campus is looking more and more like closer to SMU and TCU. That's what I'm saying. It looks fantastic.
Well, thank you. We put
it's well in, manicured. The buildings are impressive.
You think about what you want a college experience to look like or to be, and the first thing you want is a well manicured, a well established location, because it makes someone feel comfortable.
Right.
The other is the academic delivery, but most important days like this is the community engagement. It's making sure that people who are coming over, your stakeholders, your guests, and even the residents, they have a sense of pride. And we have, a beautiful community in the Highland Hills, Singing Hills community, and those others that are close by. And so they made for it being a majestic place, beautiful rolling hills, over 146 acres. So we love our Bishop College ties. We continue to make sure that those things never die. But we also take forward everything that Paul Quinn is doing in the space of education.
I love the ethos as well, the ethos. It says, we over me. It means that the needs of a community must always supersede the wants of an individual. In the Quinnite Nation, you're not allowed to be selfish. Selfish people destroy the fabric of communities. They are the root of all evil, and we will never tolerate that in the Quinnite Nation. I love the we over me. And that's the principle, right?
That is it. That is it. We adopted and expanded that mindset because ideally, that's always been something that existed within the framework of colleges and universities, specifically Black colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just expanded it. Yeah, we expanded it. We said, now, when you come here, you want people to love you. You want people to care about you, but you have to give it back. So in that we over me mindset, it really takes a hold that you got to care about the community that you live in because you're a part of it now and you have to grow within it. So reaching out to others, supporting their goals, mutualizes to what you're trying to get done.
Paul Quinn is a very proud historical Black college and university, HBCU. Can you talk about how over the last, since the 2020s, there's a huge respect and appreciation for HBCUs all over the country. Can you talk about that renaissance of that particular level? Because, everybody on my mama's side graduated from Howard. That's that Washington, D.C., Howard Bisons. And they're very proud and always have been. And we know in Langston as well, up in Oklahoma. But all over the country, there's so many HBCUs. But it's like now there's a pride to it and a pride to the Divine Nine, the sororities and fraternities involved. Can you talk about how you've noticed the renaissance or how you're embraced or greeted all over the country when you do your work?
Well, I think, and, it's interesting as you share that, and I'll throw the chuckle, they let you get out of not going to Howard and became a boomer sooner.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, I was the black sheep of the family for a minute there. But it worked out.
Right, but they love it. They love it, and it worked out.
It worked out. It's kind of like being a boomer sooner in the state of Texas. Like, well, I guess we like you anyway.
Right? We're going to like you anyway.
You know,
it's interesting. It's interesting that it's always been there, but it got polarized around the time of a lot of the crisis of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate circumstances with relations and race, and we won't talk race. We'll talk the history behind how things evolved. And so over the years, people began to look at and identify, I want to go somewhere where I fit, I feel good, and I belong. And so the colleges did its work to make people feel that way. And so Paul Quinn decided along the way, we're going to continue to revamp our operations, look at us internally to provide it externally. And so all of our academic delivery got a refresh. Just how do we best serve you? Mm-hmm. How do we relate to you? If you had a degree as an alum and you wanted to come back and like retool yourself, we worked out provision for that to happen. We engaged our students in a much different way. Even during the pandemic, we had daily, weekly, and quarterly conversations just to check in on them to make sure that they knew that they mattered, even when we weren't in person. But we also found something special, Chris, and listeners, that was really profound. We began what's called the Work College Program, or the Corporate Work College Program, which allowed the students to come in and to get the academic experience they need, go to class, write the papers, sit for the lectures. But we realized corporations needed them to be stronger in that workplace readiness. And so we stumbled upon the Work College Consortium, which was a delivery of services and training for young people that they could actually get experience early. So our students go to class a couple of days a week, and then they work a couple of days a week. So it's a split of the week, Monday through Wednesday's class, Wednesday afternoon through Friday, roughly, you go to work. And so the students are able to get a work transcript and an academic transcript. And corporations, those that are interested, and we have a huge number of people supporting, but never enough, we want more, they're able to help them with a tuition credit. And with that tuition credit, they're able to bring them in, help them defray the cost of their education, give them the tools needed, grow them personally and professionally with us. We provide training, they provide training. But lastly, and most importantly, they have prepared them for the workplace.
Yes.
You don't have to go putting a position out on the on LinkedIn or in Handshake or various other mechanisms, although you do that because it's a HR standard. Mm-hmm. You've trained the next employee right there on the spot. And if you have an opportunity to bring them on full time, you're encouraged to do so. Why let the talent go out the door?
Exactly.
But secondly, if you want to help them drive themselves to graduate school, study abroad, get more experience, you can do that. Some have had the opportunity to work for companies like the North Texas Tollway Authority, the banks in the industry, nonprofit, Dallas Leadership Foundation, Big Thought, and others are huge supporters of the concept because we get to educate them now so they're better professionals later. And it's dynamic. You know, most of us had work study in college at some point or another.
Right, right.
And that helped with school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liken this to what I call work study on steroids.
And yeah, to the nth degree.
Yes, because we worked on campus, we paid our tuition, we got the experience we needed, but it was basically to just get some soft skills. Well, you're getting corporate readiness right now at the age of 18, 19. Many of us didn't work in a corporate setting when we were younger.
No.
We were hoping to do it, but now you're getting it in ways that you could never imagine. We also attach that to a study abroad program that is mandatory for students because it's a cultural exchange and it's an opportunity to see the world through a different lens. So while you get this workplace readiness through the corporate work program, you get tuition assistance because our tuition is only $22,000.
Well, hold on. Pump the brakes. Say that again because I think a lot of people are like, what did he just say? Only $22,000. A lot of these colleges is $50,000 plus per year.
Well, yes, and they are. But we're not those individuals. We want to make it affordable and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our steady growth financially is a small increment because the cost of living and the cost of business. But right now, you're talking $22,000, $23,000, and you get the experience of a full academic experience. Some are on campus. Some are placed in settings close to their internships. You get a chance to get corporate readiness. We graduate you on time and you get study abroad. The study abroad, you have to help finance, but beyond that, we're helping you to get out of school with less than $10,000 worth of debt.
We're talking about the transformational educational opportunities at Paul Quinn College with Maurice West. He's the developmental specialist in the External Affairs Department, and this is all a part of the Urban Work College model. You guys did this about 9 years ago, and for those
Correct.
Who don't know, Paul Quinn has been around over 150 years. It was a 150-year celebration in 2022. So basically in 1872, Paul Quinn was founded. It was renamed Paul Quinn in 1880. It came to Dallas in 1990. You and Dr. Sorrells, Dr. Michael Sorrells, who's won all kinds of national and international awards, came in 2007. You established the farm, the We Me Farm. Let's talk about this just for a minute, because the football team wasn't playing football anymore. In other words, that wasn't part of the program because it just didn't work out. The math wasn't mathing. And so
The math wasn't mathing. Right.
And so instead of just letting that football field go barren, you guys decided to create a farm. Talk about that, because I think that's also very impressive and amazing.
What happened with that, you're absolutely right. Football can be a dynamic opportunity for some people. And it's a great sport. We love it.
Yep.
But the model, as you mentioned, mathematically didn't work. And so in eliminating programs that you really want to, and sometimes you eliminate them for now, doesn't mean it's permanent.
Exactly.
That means the listeners, you know, don't be mad.
That's right.
We just have to be honest with ourselves.
You have to be honest with yourself and pause it for a while till it makes sense.
Right. Till it makes sense. But we had 2.5 acres of land that you could do something that would be impactful. And so we're in a food desert. Mm-hmm. We just got a grocery store. The community didn't have a grocery store for over 25 years.
Wow.
And so you needed the economic engines. You needed the resources close in proximity to the neighborhood and the citizens. They had to drive somewhere. And this was years before we had grocery delivery, Instacart, and various others.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have it. So they had to sacrifice and do something different. So we wanted to do something to help. So we took that 2.5 acres and we started working with companies. We worked initially with Pepsi and Frito-Lay on what we call Food for Good. And that project reaped all types of products that you could imagine. Farm to table. We did a farmer's market so people could access it. And, you know, it turned out pretty good. We were producing, and we still continue to produce, about 20 to 25,000 pounds of food annually.
Wow.
Where a portion of it is given away, a portion of it is sold to grocers, and a portion of it is given to food service so that we can have it even in our own food service management on campus.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it so families had more than just what you would say the meat. They had to have some healthy food options to complement whatever they needed on the table.
Exactly.
And it showed a commitment to our community to be a resource for them. They could come out and volunteer. They could take away a few things they needed. And it's constantly growing and evolving. We're looking to expand it, do more. All these things are just done because we have a creative, visionary leader in Dr. Michael Sorrell. He's always thinking out the box. Things that help us to be relevant, but also to be impactful. Because you can be relevant for something that might not make a difference.
Right.
We want to provide the community with a place that they feel that they can come, have a listening ear. We also want to tell the community that we are here to support their goals and dreams. But at the same time, we want an educational institution that you can come to solve problems, address issues, and get results.
That's fantastic. Can you talk about the number of students that attend Paul Quinn right now? What's the count? What's the number right now?
We're right at about 750 students. We have a combination of those who are virtual mm-hmm. and in person because we have a partnership with companies that allow their employees to go back to school and finish their degrees while they're still working.
Yeah.
And that's most institutions. But again, I will sell the fact that we are accessible and affordable to them because you can't ask people to pay these high levels of tuition and fees when they're trying to build their brand and build their financial wealth if they can't afford it. So we want to meet the need, support the companies that support their employees, and at the same time, finish your degree to provide an impactful life for you and your family. There was a wonderful lady who graduated just in May, and she came for commencement. She was a virtual learner,
mm-hmm.
but she had a chance to come on campus out of Indiana, visited with her husband. She loved the fact that the professors were engaging, and I gave her my personal experience, I gave her a tour of campus and allowed her to tell her story that she was able to go back to school. Her company supported her and grateful to the college and just gave her some gear so she could go back and proudly promote the fact that she's a part of the Quinnite Nation. But this day forward, we're always going to love her.
Let me tell you something. You guys do so many wonderful things. And like I said, the campus is absolutely awesome. The gym is amazing as well. And you have all kinds of different programs that people, you allow different people to have programs held at the facilities. And I got to highlight one of them in particular. There was a women's cancer survivor program that I attended and hosted with Derek Lively, his mom, who actually passed away from cancer. Her cancer came back and she lost her life in April. And Dwight Powell, who also with the Dallas Mavericks, he lost his mom at an early age, and a couple of the Dallas Wings, and the thing was well attended. A lot of the students were there, but more importantly, the facility was available for programs like that or projects like that or opportunities like that where you can affect and change some lives. So I laud you guys for doing some of those things as well.
We have, in addition to a we over me mindset, you know, the tagline inside of that mm-hmm. is simply this, Chris. You can't love who you don't lead, and you can't lead who you don't love.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We should be. Colleges and universities should be that. And I know all of our institutions around North Texas and around the country have a commitment to doing that. We're just making sure that Paul Quinn does his job to make elevated visibility, the programs, the ties to the community and the region, but also a place where you can get whatever you need.
And by the way, there's another reason why Paul Quinn College was awarded HBCU of the Year a few years ago. Let's talk about what Paul Quinn has coming up, not for just this fall, but this summer. There's some things going on, and we might even delve. I mentioned the Divine Nine. Let's delve into what Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity is doing, because you and I are both members of Kappa Alpha Psi, and Achieve is our
Absolutely.
Motto. And there's some projects that the Dallas Fort Worth area Kappas are doing, and you in particular with a Kappa Camp and things like that. Let's go ahead and get into some of those.
So I'll talk first off. We just hosted the Dallas Symphony Orchestra's summer concert series about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's an annual concert that we have with partnership with the Dallas Symphony to bring the arts to the southern sector. We have a robust attendance on an annual basis. Please make plans annually to come out. You can go online to follow us so you can see that both on the social media pages at the college website. But that's one thing that we always do.
And by the way, hold on just a second. Our first guest was Charlene Edwards. You and I both know her from Project Unity and Pastor
Absolutely.
Richie Butler. And you and I just saw each other at Together We Sing. And we were talking about this symphony just a little while ago. So it's a perfect tie-in. Back-to-back guests talking about the symphony.
Uh-huh. But beautiful tie-in to all of that. We have currently on campus, we do for the high schools in the area, we have Upward Bound, which Upward Bound allows them to identify with college and career readiness themselves at the high school level so that they can begin to make the plans and make the decision, mm-hmm. preparing them for career and college. We also have what we call our ETIP program. It's an early talent emerging program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have kindergarten. Hear me now. We're glutton for punishment. Kindergarten through eighth graders on campus, and they're getting everything in the space of career readiness, college prep, foreign language, STEM, writing skills, and elite. We call them elite level learners because we want them to be prepared to go back to school. And we're addressing that learning loss that they experienced through the pandemic and helping them, quote unquote, to catch up.
Yes, so I hear you. Yes, I love this.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's amazing how smart these kids are. And they're so young. Okay, we always talk about Gen Z. That's the kids on campus right now. I think they call Gen Alpha, probably the high schoolers and middle schoolers. These must be Gen Beta because they're little kids.
They're little kids. And you know, I believe there's about 75 to 85 of them. They're here all day. They're here throughout the summer. This is a beautiful exchange. Spend time with them. Check in on them. They're getting physical activity. They're getting a chance to get out and in a safe environment.
Right.
They're on college campuses. They're mm-hmm. going to class. They're getting strategy. They're getting love and attention, but it also builds their confidence.
Yes.
So they're here all summer. ETIP is that program. We do a STEM camp. And while we are delving into other areas, we do some things that help them to see robotic coding, build websites, do 3D printing, things of that nature. And then we tie that in. I just finished a unique program. As you mentioned, Kappa Alpha Psi has hosted a summer learning loss, summer enrichment program that we call the Kappa Camp Leadership Program. We bring young people in from around the country to promote everything you've heard before, but we do a deep dive into business, entrepreneurship, STEM, and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ascend the campus, spend roughly 2.5 weeks with us, and it's an amazing opportunity to just pour into, at this time, young men from around the country. I serve as the national chairman for the project with the support of local community, the foundation of Kappa Alpha Psi, the leadership of Kappa Alpha Psi, and others in the local area. We have alumni chapters and others around the country who help sponsor, whether it be a partial or even some parts of the tuition because we keep it affordable. Really, all the money that's spent to get them here and provide for them goes right back into the services that we offer. There's no profit based in this. It's all service rendering.
That's
fantastic. So they come, they have an amazing opportunity. We spent time with the Texas Rangers to learn their business model. We spent time with the Texas Legend, the G League affiliate of the Dallas Mavericks. And we built a business pitch on how to build a better G League, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the NBA model, looking at the G League model, and it's something that would be attractive and fascinating to young people.
It but sure is. Yeah, they model. Love that, yeah. And they love e-games as well, gaming
right.
world.
And
yeah.
they love. You're absolutely right. That was the next one. And it's fun because they got a chance. We didn't give them something stiff like, we want you to crush an atom.
Right.
No. Which is good, and yeah. they need that. But before they can crush the atom, we need to let them know how to understand how their money's made, how businesses are driven to be not only successful, but profitable. We even brought in food trucks because the food truck can talk about business models that are supported by these entities. And then lastly, we have partners like Lockheed Martin, Google, and others who always pour in to let them touch tomorrow today. It's one of the most meaningful things that I'll ever do in my life. I've done it for 14 years. You've been a part of it. We thank you for that. And we thank others for always giving them time and attention to let them know that careers, they're not mutually exclusive to the people who have them.
Right.
We have to train and develop the next generation
right.
to step into those roles.
Right.
But if
and
they never touch it.
Yeah. And they've got to feel like they have an opportunity.
Absolutely. The last thing I'll share with that one to mess you up. We have a partnership with a company called Help Consulting and Dr. Edward Taunton. We administer the ACT to every kid.
Every kid?
The actual ACT.
Wow.
12 to 16-year-olds
wow.
got a chance to do a skills assessment and take the ACT. Now, that's not the fun part, and that's not the exciting part. You know what's exciting? For
what?
Those that were first-time fit, literally the first time they took the test, their average score was a 23.
A 23?
A 23, first-time sitting. What that tells you is what you go back to a minute ago. Kids are learning, they're smart, they're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time they took the test, their academic skill set took them to higher heights because they had access.
Yeah.
We didn't stop
just,
there.
It's all about the access. That's
yeah.
that's
so
the currency. That's the currency. That's the capital that makes the world go round. It's accessibility to whatever the thing is that can get you to what you need to where you need to go.
Right. So when we gave them the first test, we said, okay, you 23 for those who might or might not know. And they said, well, they're making that sound real good. 23 means you can get accepted to college anywhere.
Look out.
But we didn't stop there. If you get the highest score of a 36, you can get money from anywhere. So 23 to 36 means that's the range you should be looking for.
Yeah.
Well, we did it again 3 days later. We gave them the option to take the test on a Saturday morning. They all got up. They all took the test. They boosted that score with the average being the lowest score that day was an 18. The highest score was a 30.
Wow. Wow. On a Saturday morning. Wow.
On early Saturday morning. And they took it again Friday. They just took it again for the third time on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for the results of that one. I dare to believe, everyone, that the more you give them the access to these things, computers aren't readily available at the school. God bless them. They're beautiful, wonderful people who pour in. They're looking for these type of programs, ETIP, on SMU's campus, on Dallas Baptist campus. I will not miss the opportunity to speak about the wonderful work being done on all college campuses.
I
but
love
Paul
it.
Quinn, we're doing the work needed to give them the access, build their confidence, and get them ready for college and career.
Oh, I
and
love
we're proud
this.
Of that.
I love this. Before I let you get out of here, there's always a golf tournament, and that's where a lot of networking takes place, and that's where a lot of ideas are shared. And there's one coming up you got to get in as well.
Okay. So real quick, this weekend we have two things happening. Friday, we are hosting the annual I Just Got Hit Byron Lattimore Memorial Golf Tournament, hosted by the Guy Wright Foundation of Dallas, supported by our primary sponsor, the principal sponsor, Gossie Martin Law Firm, IJustGotHit.com. And it allows us to give scholarship money back to the young people in the community and around who need it most. Our goal is, again, an aggressive $50,000 to $100,000. Feel free to contact me, and we can help you with giving donations, giving support for that. But it's a golf tournament hosted tomorrow at Cedar Crest Golf Course. And we hope that you come out and do that. For those that might not be golfers and want to come out and play, Saturday morning, we're hosting with the Hill Collaborative, Representative Tony Rose, and the African-American Leadership Institute of Dallas-Fort Worth. We're hosting a lung cancer prevention conversation because we need our young people to know what's concerns and issues they face with secondhand smoke. Before we get into, well, I don't smoke, well, we're all exposed to secondhand smoke. How can we remedy ourselves from the ill? Mm-hmm. But then those who might be around vaping, those that are around some issues with environmental issues, we want to give you a robust opportunity to hear from industry experts coming out of Atlanta. They're doing a tour around the country to educate and expose everyone. That's tomorrow here on campus, 10 to 12:30 in the Adams Administration Auditorium. We'd love for you to come out. It's on our social media pages. The golf tournament is amazing. This information is key. And then we do a fall policy summit with the African-American Leadership Institute. Mm-hmm. And that one will be hosted September the 7th. We're dealing with issues of education, criminal justice, health care, civic engagement. This is a critical year for civic engagement. We must, for whatever your way, get out to vote. And we want to deal with housing and economic development. We want everyone to come out. This is an open forum, free for you to come and learn the issues we face in our country.
So many things going on at Paul Quinn College. Again, we're talking with Maurice West, developmental specialist in the External Affairs Department. Maurice West, I just want to, real quick before you get out of here, when do you sleep? I mean, I'm so impressed with what you do.
You know, God blesses us to have the ability to organize, work with a wonderful team of people. Top to bottom, I'd be here for the next 3 hours to talk about all of them. But this amazing team helps to see a vision, cast it forward, both from the college and our community relations. So hats off to everyone that supports colleges and universities, and specific Paul Quinn, because you help these programs. It's not just me. It's all of us. Goes back to we over me.
It goes back to we over me. You got to get your rest because, again, your fingerprints are on so many different things. And also, please give my best to Dr. Sorrells because he's an amazing guy. And, of course, he is another Kappa.
You can't go wrong with Kappa. You can go right in a lot of ways, but you can never go wrong with Kappa.
All right. Thanks, Maurice. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people and organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.